We are going to start with the teleconference or the conference call, and Gisela is going to mention or name all the participants in this conference. Gisela, you have the floor. Gisela, this is Veronica, the interpreter. Can you hear me?
Sorry, Veronica. Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to everyone on today's La Crollo call on Thursday, the 19th of July. We have Natalia Enciso, Sergio Salinas Porto, Juan Manuel Rojas, Alberto Soto, Marcelo Telez, Fatima Cambronero, Wanda Scarticini, Vladimir Davalos, Alejandro Pisanti, Sylvia Herlein-Leite. On the English channel, we have Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Roosevelt King, Dev Anand-Tiluksing. Our guest speaker this evening is Eduardo Santoyo, who is on the Spanish channel. Welcome, Eduardo. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Apologies noted today from Sintra Suknanan, Jacqueline Morris, Jose Barzalo, Carlos Vera, Javier Jose Palero. Jose Arce, our chair, will be joining us in the next 30 minutes. If I have left anyone off the roll call, please do let me know. I see that Humberto is on the call as well. His name will be added now. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify the speakers. If you are on the phone bridge, as well as the Adobe Connect, please do remember to mute your speakers on your computer. Thank you. Over to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Sylvia speaking. Now we're going to start with a presentation of our speaker, Eduardo Santoyo from LACTLD. He is now the Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Manager of the ccpld.co, and he's also President of the Board of LACTLD. Eduardo was the manager of the Peruvian network, and he was in charge of the management and distribution and implementation of policies for the domains during more than 6 or 7 years. He has great experience in the relationship with governmental agencies in terms of domains of LACTLD, and he is a very important or a key actor in the .co era. He's also a business manager in Colombia, and he has an MBA from the Adolfo Ibáñez University, and also he has a degree issued by the University of Costa Rica. We sent an email asking for questions for the speaker, but we didn't receive any questions. So please, after Eduardo's presentation, those who are participating on the AC chat and those who are not there, please request the floor. Eduardo, you have the floor. Thank you very much. Sylvia, thank you very much. This is Eduardo speaking, and thank you all for letting me be here and share with you this presentation and my ideas. And I will try to generate better relationships and links among the associations you are representing and LACTLD.co. And I wish that all the Latin American domains and the Caribbean as well. I would like to say apart from saying thank you to you, to start by recalling or reminding you that I am here because I was also invited in Prague, in the last meeting of ICANN in Prague. I was invited by Sergio Salinas and Silvia, so I accepted this invitation. So I think this is very important in order to enrich the exchange among the different organizations as a whole, because we must make internet work and contribute to the process of the human development as well as the economic development. I am really convinced that in a regional environment, we are going to improve our joint participation and our participation in global forum and within the ICANN ecosystem and in terms of internet governance. I am open to discuss with you the issues. The agenda is open to be defined by you and by us, but what we are discussing today is the good willing will to share ideas and I must say that we have to take into account the initiative that was born in ICANN in order to have a better exchange and discussion at the regional level so as to have a better plan and a better relationship between us and ICANN and ICANN and us. I know there were no questions, but I would like to seize this opportunity for you to participate now and it's a good opportunity to develop the dialogue. In the last meeting we had in LACTLD in Quito, we had a workshop which was open to policies. And in that workshop, we discussed about the need that we have in terms of deepening the relationship with local communities. From that point of view, there is a feeling and also a call on the part of the different heads and the CCTLDs so as to improve the relationships of the local community to contribute to this process so as to have guidelines for the region in terms of critical resources and the IP numbers, as well as in general terms, such as the issues being discussed in the forums I have already mentioned. So this is our interest today. we have to discuss the ideas that we have in the CCTLD's communities so as to improve the relationship between the different actors in Latin America and the Caribbean. So the invitation for you is to help us think in the different fields and spheres and to keep on looking for better dialogue. Now I give you the floor just to generate interactions or if you have any questions about this. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Eduardo. We have a person requesting the floor, Sergio Salinas Poto. Sergio, the floor is yours. Sergio is speaking. Thank you, Silvia. Thank you, Eduardo, for accepting the invitation from Lacralo. I think this is very important for us to have a TLD or CCTLD member here telling us the plan and the relationship between the Lacralo and the registries. You are a very important person. So my question has to do with something I experienced in Prague. And I would like to know your opinion about this. And this question is related to the ST point ST.8ST, St. Martin. This was discussed on Wednesday the 25th. And I heard some comments about my colleagues in Latin America and the Caribbean region because they were concerned about the type of advertisement used by St. Martin. So I would like to know if LACTLD has any kind of regulation about this issue. That is to say, how do you coordinate joint policies? What is the development of those domain names? So in this issue of having women as an object, this is the sexist publicity. So that is my question. Eduardo is speaking now. So to answer your question, Sergio, we would first must say that there is no intervention on the part of LACTLD in terms of the policies developed by the associates or the members, developed by the members, in terms of the management of their territorial codes or CCTLDs. But this is governed by the rules of different agencies, and this depends on the local community. In this case, specifically speaking about the St. Martin's community. So they are the ones in charge of qualifying and defining the policies. Then, an organization such as LACTLD may not intervene in terms of our policies because this is the responsibility of the local community. We are working in LACTLD in generating exchange spaces. We try to exchange practices and ideas. We try to exchange our opinions so that the managers may be able to take these references and act in accordance to them. So this is a kind of tacit agreement about these schemes that are being implemented by them. So we have different models in the CCT of these fields, and we have different policies implemented. But we cannot segregate any CCTLD because of a certain policy or publicity. So these issues are involving all the CCTLDs in the region. And they are represented by organizations, so equally represented. So, this is the point. This is Sergio speaking. I would like to make another ask you another question. I would like to know about the situation of the domain name market. I know that .co or .co has a particular situation. I know that you are the head of that company, but apart from .co, what is the penetration rate of the other domain names? This is Eduardo speaking. In Latin America, we have good conditions. We had a high penetration rate of generic TLDs or DTLDs, and in many countries, the balance was greater in TTLDs than in CCTLDs. So, we have examples for different sectors. So, we have seen that it is very necessary to have more aggressive names in the commercial field so as to achieve a greater penetration rate in our countries. And this is seen for the CCTLDs rather than the GTLDs. For example, in Colombia in January 2010, there were approximately three domain names per, or three GTLDs per each .co domain name. So now the situation has changed. We have approximately 1.6 .co domain name per GTLDs. So now we are emphasizing the need to have a good management of the domain name and also good policies together with the local and international community. And also we are emphasizing the fact of having good publicity. We have many countries and managers in Latin America and in the world that know and are convinced that it is necessary that our organizations be very positive and proactive in terms of the business management of these. In Latin America, we have a good penetration rate in all the countries. And even though this is still a challenge for us, because we know we have a great space to cover, we can say that there had been a growth. So there is a joint idea or a shared idea among the managers when they say that we have to actively work in certain issues. So I don't know, Sergio, if this answers your question. Sergio speaking now. May I ask you another question, Silvia? When it comes to IPv6, I'm sorry for asking you so many questions, Eduardo, but I had many questions to ask you, and I think it's a good possibility to ask these questions here and to hear your answers. What can you tell me about the CCTLD community in terms of IPv6? Eduardo is answering now. I don't have that information at hand. But what I can tell you is that in Chile, Mexico, Peru, Colombia, they have already implemented the protocol for some of their domain name service and IANA. I don't have all the information about this now, and I don't know if we are successful in implementing the protocol in our community. I don't have information in terms of the campaigns or in terms of the activities carried out to promote this protocol. We are here in Colombia, we are promoting the adoption of DNS Tech as a aid or help protocol to improve safety conditions. When it comes to IP numbers, this is related to LACNIC, and I know LACNIC has been carrying out excellent tasks in this regard. But I cannot give you a concrete answer on this respect. I don't have information about this. This is Sergio speaking. Silvia, may I ask you another question? Silvia speaking. No, sorry, but I have to give the floor to Deb. Then I may go back to you. Deb, you have the floor on the English channel. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Silvia. This is Levin Antilux Singh. Thank you, Eduardo, for your talk. I'm looking at the LACTLD website, and I noticed that there are very few. I'm only seeing actually only one CCTLD from the Caribbean, from the English-speaking Caribbean. And I was wondering, you know, can you offer an explanation why that is? And I have a second question. The second question, are there membership fees for a CCTLD within Latin America and Caribbean to join LACTLD? Thank you.
Dev, thank you very much for your questions. This is Eduardo speaking. When it comes to your first question, we have Haiti, San Martin, Cuba. So we have four main CCTLDs. The other is from Curaçao. They belong to our region. Hello, can you hear me? This is Silvia speaking. We are hearing really a lot of noise on the Spanish channel, so please mute your phones or computers because we are hearing really a lot of noise. Thank you, Silvia. This is Eduardo speaking. We have six associates from the Caribbean region. And these allowed me to tell you that LACTLD has a concern. And this concern has to do with linking the Latin American region and the Caribbean region. The main difficulty we have found and faced is language. We have difficulties in having simultaneous interpretation or translation in many of our meetings. So we have difficulties in having programs that are only in English, because English is the language spoken by many of the registries in the Caribbean region. But many of them cannot experience the benefits of being an associate or a member. So we are trying to find a solution to this. We are trying to achieve a new relationship. And we are organizing a workshop in September in San Martin. This is a workshop in English, mainly aimed at all the registries belonging to the Caribbean region, paying particular attention to the needs, to the most important needs that they have. We are doing this with ICANN and with ISOX of Latin America and the Caribbean regions. So we have to keep on working so as to find spaces to share our experiences and improve our relationships between Latin America and the Caribbean region. And to have a more homogeneous community. Unfortunately, I must say that English is one of the main obstacles that we have found in our relationship. So So, Dev, I'm sorry, but I was so long in this answering that I would like to know your second question. Dev, could you please repeat your second question?
Certainly. This is Devananti Lakshmi. Thank you, Eduardo. My second question was, what is there a fee that CCTLD operators pay to be a member in LACTLD? And the reason I'm asking this question is, is the fee also too high for smaller Caribbean islands which do not have a large population, the ability to participate from a financial standpoint? That was my thinking behind the question. Thank you.
This is Eduardo speaking. Thank you, Dev. We, as an association, obtain our funding from the input or the money of the associates of members. We are not receiving money from other structures for our regular operation and functioning. From that perspective, I think it is important to mention that the contributions that we have are for supporting the operations of the association. We have contributions from bands, and these are related to the size of the registry. And they are voluntary contributions. Nowadays we have an annual contribution of $500. With those $500 that we have as a contribution, we have also the possibility of providing scholarships for the training in the technical fields. We are aware that sometimes we can have access barriers because of money. The association has established or has said that a fee of $500 on a yearly basis would represent $40 per month for those who are the managers of the TLDs, and this should be something that must be reached for their organizations. In turn, they can receive certain benefits such as scholarships or the fact of being able to participate in certain workshops. Today the contribution is $500. But we are not able to have lower ranges or bands. Social fees that amount to $500, as I said, are not a barrier for members to be part of the association. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Eduardo. We have a question from Marcelo Teles. Marcelo, are you hearing us? This is Marcelo Teles. Good afternoon. This is Marcelo Teles for the record. Thank you very much, Eduardo, for your time and your presentation. Everything is very interesting. I have a question. Within LAC TLDs, we have the CCTLDs of the Latin America and Caribbean regions. We have different issues related to the Falkland Islands. And we have the CCTLD for this. So this is within LAC TLD. So what can you tell us about this? For us, the people living in the Argentine Republic, this is a very important issue. That is to say, the fact of not authorizing .fk for a territory that belongs to us, this is something that has been discussed in the UN. So what can you tell us about that? This is Eduardo speaking. Marcelo, thank you very much for your question. In LAC TLD, we have adopted the same definition of geographical territories and the understanding of the CCTLDs than ICANN has defined for its operations. So in this sense, and I don't want to get into a political and internal discussion, but I know that as an association, for example, I cannot buy a TLD if the TLD is under dispute. So in this term, we share the views of ICANN . Unfortunately, I cannot tell you about a regional position on the part of the association. Personally speaking, I agree with what you say, and as we saw in the UN and in ICANN, the discussion is still being treated, so we need to keep on working on that. This is Silvia speaking. Sergio, you have the floor. We're 11 minutes behind, so please be brief in your question. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Thank you, Silvia. Eduardo, just one more question. And this has to do with the comments I have been hearing in ICANN. And my question has to do with the situation of .br. I know that there have been certain problems with that, and I would like to know the current situation of this. This is Eduardo speaking. I cannot tell you more than what you know, because the official information is the one published in IANA. So we know up to now that a demand has been filed, or a claim has been filed in the courts of Puerto Rico for the dispute of the .pr. And this has to do with the decision of appointing a responsible person for managing these domain names. So this is still in court. We are still waiting for a solution or a decision. And the situation before IANA has not been modified. There is an institute that is responsible for this, and
1 minute remains.
We are waiting for a decision to be accepted in Puerto Rico and in ICANN. And we must identify the responsible people. So, up to now, what I can say is that we have stability, to put it somehow, under the responsibility of Mr. Moreno. But this is being discussed in the courts of Puerto Rico. And we will have to wait until this dispute is solved there. And that is all I have to say in this regard. So this is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Eduardo, for your question. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Eduardo. I know that we are all happy with your answers. You have been very clear. So I have already asked people to send you questions or send questions to me, and then I will send them to you. Thank you very much, Eduardo, for your presentation. This is Eduardo speaking. I would like to say something else. I would like to share the idea of ICANN in the construction of this regional relationship by means of a survey proposed, and a survey that has been sent by Rodrigo de la Parra. I hope we have some time to answer this survey. So that we can be able to generate actions so as to create the space that we need, the regional space that we need. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Eduardo, for this reminder. This is something I was going to mention, so I would like to ask the whole community to pay attention to the survey sent by Rodrigo de la Parra so that all of us can participate. This is Eduardo speaking. It was my pleasure to participate. And thank you very much. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much.
This is Silvia speaking. We welcome our chair, Jose Arce, who has joined the call. But before giving the floor to Jose, I would like to move on to item number two, that is the action items that we always mention at the beginning of our conference calls. There was a pending or outstanding action item, and Dev is going to speak about it. This has to do with automatic translation for our email exchange list, because he had the opportunity of speaking with technical staff in Prague. So, Dev, I will now give you the floor so that you can update us on this topic. Please, Dev, go ahead.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is David Antilakshin. As part of the opportunity to speak with the ICANN's IT staff, and in fact, he has been invited to the next technology task force call to discuss the problems and really to see whether certain workarounds could be implemented to overcome the difficulties of the machine translation of emails, specifically in relation to the encoding of emails, which tends to alter the subject line of emails when they are translated from one list to the next, or vice versa. There were some ideas were presented. I don't think I want to go into the technical part of it. Hopefully, following up from the technology task force call, which is Monday, there will be some work, and then begin to try to implement some of the technical workarounds to solve the problems or address the problems to reduce the problems that we encounter on the machine translation list. That's it. Thank you.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Deb, for the update. We are looking forward to the replies you can present in the future. The next action item, this is a new action item for our next teleconference, is the following. Always with a view to improving regional participation in our teleconferences, staff will be circulating a survey next week. The idea is that we will be able to choose the best day and time for our teleconferences, that is, teleconferences for August, September, October, November, and December. This doesn't mean that we are going to change the day and time that we are using nowadays. It may be the third Thursday of every month at 21 or 22 UTC, as we have been doing so far. But the idea is that everyone should be able to express their views, because many a time a person cannot join the call on account of working or business reasons, or on account of the schedule or timetable. So we are trying to improve this, and this is the aim of the survey that staff will be circulating, so as to pay attention to what the community wants and needs regarding scheduling of teleconferences. Having said this, I welcome Jose Arce, our chair, and I give the floor to Jose Arce. This is the interpreter speaking. We have plenty of background noise in Jose Arce's line. This is the interpreter speaking. Could you please dial out to Jose Arce again? Thank you. This is Sylvia speaking. Jose had to speak about item 4 or point 4 on the agenda, that is the continuity of the GA in Costa Rica and the results of the meetings held with LACRALO members present in Prague, and also on the decision made by LACRALO's chair. We are waiting until Jose is connected again until you dial out to Jose again, please. And in the meantime, we will move on to item 5, that is working groups organized in Costa Rica. We are finally very well organized. Next Monday at 20 UTC, we will be holding the first meeting, the first coordinators meetings together with ELAD, so as to work on a strategy and methodology to adopt by each of the 4 working groups. After this meeting, coordinators will be able to work on an independent basis together with group members as they like. And mainly, this is what we had to report regarding these 4 groups. We were a little bit behind in terms of coordinating the schedule with ELAD and the group coordinators, but I think that as from this initial meeting, groups will start working more smoothly and we will be able or would be able to see initial results for the first ICANN meeting in October in Canada. This is Jose Arce speaking now. Can you hear me? This is Sylvia. Yes, Jose, we can hear you. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. I apologize for the noise, but I am trying to reach a quieter place so that I can hold this conversation. Sylvia, can you please give me 5 minutes? This is Sylvia speaking. Yes, of course, Jose, of course. Sylvia speaking. We are going to wait for Jose to find a quiet place. And in the meantime, I will move on to item 6 on the agenda. Rodrigo de la Parra organized a meeting, and we had the opportunity to meet there. La Cralo members present in Prague met the new CEO, and we had the opportunity to speak with him. He gave a presentation specifically prepared for us and for members of our community. Vanda and other people in the community were able to speak to him and put forth ideas. Rodrigo de la Parra drafted a strategic plan, or at least we are all trying to draft a strategic plan for the Latin America and Caribbean region. To this end, he prepared a survey whose objective is to reflect concerns and suggestions from the region. That is why he drafted a questionnaire that I will be circulating in our email exchange list after this teleconference so that you all feel that you can participate and that we can all together create this strategic plan. ICANN's new CEO promised that he would listen to us, that he would pay attention to our requests. And we believe this is a very important opportunity that we cannot let slip by. Also, while in Prague, and this specifically was something I had to do, I don't know if it had to do with the 10th anniversary celebrations, but anyway, we thought about restructuring the website. Some members were invited to participate in an interview with technical staff so as to voice our needs, to let them know the frequency with which we visit the website, also to let them know about the most frequently used data, how data should be organized, etc. Personally, I replied from my own point of view. I told them how I use the site, and that is something that I will also be circulating so that you can all reply and express your views or preferences regarding the practicality of the website organization, that is at large, the at large official website. So this is all. I don't know if Jose has a better sound quality now. This is Jose Arce speaking. Sylvia, I don't know if you can hear me well. I don't know if the interpreters can receive me well. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you. I apologize, first of all, because I am on the street as I speak. I was unable to find a quieter place, so I apologize. But as Sylvia was saying, we are trying to find a new day and time for our teleconferences. Honestly, it is becoming very difficult for me to participate with these dates and times. And if I do, I am doing so as I am doing so now. That is from the street, something that I do not like. I apologize for this uncomfortable situation. It's uncomfortable for me and for you as well, but let's hope we will work it out for future teleconferences. I have no access to the Adobe Connect or to the agenda. So, Sylvia, I don't know if there is any outstanding agenda item. If not, I have 3 points I would like to raise. This is Sylvia speaking. I would like you to focus on item 4, that is the follow-up of the General Assembly that was suspended in Costa Rica. I would like you to give us a summary of the meetings we held in Prague. I will post the link that has information on these meetings. I will post it on the AC room so that information is available to everybody. Jose Arce speaking again. Thank you, Sylvia. Yes, this is one of the topics I wanted to address and share with you regarding the GAs that is pending or has been pending since Costa Rica. And we held 2 meetings in Prague, and personally I made a decision, and I want to share my decision and also why I reached that decision. I have always been a person that speaks with clarity so that everybody can understand what is going on and what the facts are. There were many developments in Prague. I was surprised to see that in our second meeting, Sergio Salinas Porto very sincerely said what the problems still were, and he said that problems derived from the fact that many people, and before going on, I am not repeating what Sergio said verbatim, so Sergio, please feel free to correct me. But anyway, the issue was Sergio's re-election, so Sergio resigned the possibility of being re-elected. And I want all of you to be aware of this. I think that given Sergio's resignation to being re-elected, I think that we have to lower the level of conflict. And the GA is part of that conflict because part of the amendments, intended amendments, have to do with re-election. So, to put it simply, I see that there are 2 positions in the region regarding the GA. The first one is to reach consensus, all of us, go to the GA, open it legally from a legal point of view, and agree to suspend the vote of all the amendments. And there are working groups chaired by Cheryl that are working on these topics more specifically. So the idea is to have these specific groups focus on these topics. Then there is another position, and that is many people have been working for a long time to achieve these amendments. And if we do this, if we choose this course of action, we would be undermining their work. Also, people that hold this second view sustain that we have to go ahead with certain amendments that can be made. Quite frankly, we cannot reach any agreement on either viewpoint or position. So personally, in my capacity as chair of the region, since Costa Rica, or from Costa Rica until Prague, I let time go by so as to reach that consensus. And many people in the region believe that a long time has gone by since Costa Rica to date, and they need or want a decision to be made. So I decided that we will open the assembly, the GA, legally, and we will proceed to a vote with the contingencies expected in a GA with the rights and obligations of each participant being the same. I was criticized because I made this decision. I was harshly criticized by some people. Some people said I should have waited longer to reach consensus. Other people, of course, agree with this decision. But the truth is, the only way in which we can bring the GA to a close and to put things in motion is this course of action. So we are going to follow the GA rules, and if something needs to be decided, it will be decided during the GA. To that end, as you know, we do not have specific rules indicating how to behave during the GA. So Sylvia and I have drafted some rules that we will send to ICANN staff and ICANN legal. And then in the next 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how long it takes legal to answer, we will submit our proposal on how to proceed with the GA. Of course, the work we are doing now with Sylvia implies consulting ALAC working groups because no RALO has foreseen this type of general assembly. So, to sum up, because there are many other issues to address, and of course I am open to your questions, but in our next meeting, the GA will be legally reopened, or opened, or however you want to call it, but this will be done observing and respecting ICANN's rules and principles, and the GA will proceed normally. As regards the GA, I would like to stop at this point and listen to your questions or feedback. Questions or feedback from any member of the region, because we are open to different viewpoints in order to proceed with the GA virtually. And this is the major concern, that is to proceed virtually in a transparent fashion and in accordance with ICANN's rules and principles. If there is any question, please feel free to hold the floor. This is Sylvia speaking. Sergio is asking for the floor. Sergio, do you want to speak about this topic This is Sergio speaking. For the record, yes, Sylvia. May I take the floor? Yes, thank you. So, Sergio Salinas Porto speaking for the record. I just want to say that what Jose says is true. When I saw that there were plenty of developments regarding our GA because there might be some kind of harsh feeling that might complicate the GA coming to a close, and that is the approval of our bylaws, etc., I submitted the alleged possibility of being re-elected. And I resigned to that because this has to do with my convictions. Everything I've done so far has been for the sake of La Crallo, not on a personal basis. So if there was any issue with that, then I decided to move aside so that people against addressing the bylaws wouldn't think that it boiled down to my re-election. I wanted to have the possibility of being re-elected, but I also wanted the possibility of being able to move aside. So that is not going to be the case, but I do hope that the amendment of the bylaws will be addressed. I think that we will have clearer rules on a regional level. We will have clearer procedures on a regional level, although there is still a long way to go. Regarding what Jose was saying, that is, whether this is binding or not, regarding what is happening at ALAC, I don't think that is the case. At ALAC, we are addressing things that are specific to ALAC. Of course, some of that might be construed as being part of our rules, but I think that would be a rare occurrence. I will be working in my capacity as ALAC member for 3 months, and then you will just have to put up with me as just one more colleague, but it is a real pleasure to be working with you. Thank you. This is Sylvia. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead now, please.
Thank you. This is Devanand. Are you hearing me?
Yes, speak.
Are you hearing me? Just to make sure.
Yes, Dev, we can hear
you.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Wasn't too sure. Okay, thank you. This is Devanand Tilakshin. I just want to mention that in order to have to reconvene the GA, I think what is important is to the officers of the GA, that is the chair, the two vice chairs, and the rapporteur, ensure that the minutes of the meeting is sent before any reconvening of the GA. That's one. And, of course, the publication of the agenda that was finally approved at the GA in Costa Rica. So those are two critical things that need to happen before. Well, I do have some thoughts of God regarding what's been proposed in these things. I just want to just make an observation here that we are in item four. We are talking in item five. We're having groups meeting to discuss the various governance issues within ICANN, within La Crallo, and it seems strange to actually try to push ahead with such modifications when these groups have yet had a chance to actually meet and work. So I'm just making that observation. That's it, though. Thank you.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Dev. What about item 5? Do you mean item 5 on today's agenda? Because if that is the case, none of the 4 groups created in Costa Rica is going to address these issues, the rules of procedure. Was that what you meant? Were you speaking about this?
This is Dave. Yes, I think I would disagree. I think these 4 groups do speak to the issues that are affecting La Gralo and its ability to collaborate and work effectively together in the ICANN policy development. I think it's really the outcomes and the discussions coming from those working groups can, I think, are more critical, that, and it does affect what, because how should I put it, what has been proposed in the GA in terms of the modification of our rules of procedure directly impact governance and so forth in a significant way. That's it.
This is Sylvia speaking. I understand, Dev, what you have said is duly noted. Jose Arce speaking. Yes, go ahead, Jose. Sylvia speaking. Alejandro Pisanti, are you hearing me? Would you like to hold the floor now? This is Alejandro Pisanti. Can you hear me? This is Alejandro Pisanti. Can you hear me? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you. I believe that Jose wanted to hold the floor, so maybe we can listen to Jose first for the sake of continuity. Sylvia speaking now. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking for the record. Thank you, Alejandro. I wanted to address something said by Dev. I agree with many of the things he said, but as the chair, I made a decision, and now I face a dilemma. That is, do I wait for 2 or 3 working groups, or do I finalize or bring this problem to a close? Taking into account that the decision is to bring the GA to a close, then that is better than leaving the GA open for an indefinite period of time. That's it. Now go ahead, Alejandro, please. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I think, Jose, that there's something missing in what you said. Proceeding with the GA is not a simple decision. It is not just carrying on. As many of us said when we met with the Ombudsman in Prague, we need to build agreements. We need to find consensus in order to move forward, and we need to prevent our actions from derailing again. To that end, we need to work on all the issues regarding or connected with rules, and also we need to focus on the task of the working groups and the outcomes of their work. But most of all, We need bilateral consultations between the chair and groups and individuals and the organizations they represent. And after that, maybe we will also need multilateral consultations. I do not see any evidence that this has been the case. And the proposal is that when the GA reconvenes, we will pretend that only a blink has gone by and that no matter what happened in between, we will proceed with the debate. And I don't think this is going to be productive, because we will keep the same lack of definition. We will be holding the same viewpoints, and the only difference will be a change in schedules or elections or re-elections or Sergio's re-election. And that is the range of what is possible. Maybe there is a plan, there is something that I haven't heard of regarding your commitment to reconvene the GA. Have you engaged in consultation? Are you doing so, or will you do so? This is Sylvia speaking. Jose, would you like to hold the floor? This is Jose speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, go ahead, please. This is Sylvia speaking. Jose, can you hear us? This is Sylvia speaking again. Apparently, Jose has disconnected. Jose, can you hear us? This is Jose speaking. Can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. I have been listening to Alejandro. I thank you, Alejandro, for your comments. And I would like to see what the benefits are on the basis of your proposal, in light of the developments that have been taking place since Costa Rica, and there are things going on, or that have been going on, even since Cartagena. The meetings with the ombudsman that you yourself mentioned, well, during those meetings, the ombudsman himself wanted to reach partial agreements, and that was not possible. So, if you have a better proposal, well, you know, I have not been able to find it. And I have been discussing this with Dev also, and I said, Dev, we have failed, and even to date, nobody can come up with a solution. So what is that plan? I would like to know, so as to further develop that plan, because in view of the facts, both public and private, I cannot think of any valid alternative that will overcome this problem. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Jose. I want to read a question posted by Antonio Medina on the chat. He says, I am listening that the agenda has to be posted. Is it going to be a new agenda, or are we going to hold the agenda approved in Costa Rica? That is his question. Does anyone want to reply to Antonio? He says, You say we need to pulse the agenda. Is it going to be a new agenda or is it going to be the Costa Rica agenda? Fatima, you have the floor. Hello, this is Fatima. Thank you. This is Fatima speaking. I will quickly reply to Antonio. No, there isn't a new agenda. The agenda approved in Costa Rica cannot be amended. We cannot include more items on the agenda. What we can do is delete or remove items or motions. Regarding Jose's explanation, I just want to raise a point of clarification. We do have rules to proceed with the GA. We are not in a sort of limbo. We have these rules and we have to observe them. And regarding Jose's reply to Alejandro, when we met the ombudsman, I understood that we had reached partial agreements and that the agreement was to reach an agreement before imposing the reopening of the GA without reaching previous agreements. Maybe we need to further debate topics among all the members because, for instance, now we do not have all the members from the Caribbean. I think we only have Dev and Roosevelt from the Caribbean on this call. So I think we need to go deeper into these topics, issues, and we need to come up with a proposal, maybe from the ombudsman, from the officers, and we have had imposed solutions, and they were not the best solutions. Thank you. This is Sylvia. Thank you, Dev. Thank you, Fatima. Dev, you have the floor now.
Thank you, Sylvia, thanks to all the speakers before. In essence, I agree with what Alejandro and what Fatima are saying. And it's just wanted to correct something to Jose, to what you interpreted, what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say that we need to have the GA in limbo or not to hold it. It was more my comments regarding the four working groups that need to come together and work and say, have a dialogue about what affects Lac Lalo and how do we collaborate better to participate in ICANN's policy issues on the end for the end users. So it's really to support what you said as the first option, that is, open the GA and agree to close the agenda, to not pass the motions of the, and so on, because one, the rules of procedure working groups in the ALAC will be impacting directly on these on our rules of procedure, so it doesn't make sense to do them twice. That's it. That was my saying. I'm not saying do not hold the GA. I'm saying you have to hold the GA. So I hope I made myself clear. Thank you.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Dev. Alejandro Pisanti is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Alejandro. This is Alejandro speaking. My apologies. There was an issue with my microphone. Can you hear me now? I agree with Dev's comment. The chair has to engage in the necessary political work so as to let us know what the outcome of the GA will be so that we don't get into a blind alley. If not, we will be again consulting the ombudsman, and he is not the person that should be solving our problems. He should be consulting in case of an emergency if we have a serious problem, we ourselves have to work out the problem. So the chair has to work so that we reach consensus, but what we cannot do is to participate only by inertia, as if time stood still and all of a sudden it starts again and we reconvene. We need to take into account what we discussed in Prague and in other fora, and we need to agree on how to vote on unresolved issues. What I would like to reiterate to the chair is that before reconvening the GA, we should work on these issues. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Jose, we have 2 minutes left, and Dev has an important announcement to make. So, Jose, would you like to hold the floor? Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Alejandro, for your comments. I have no further time to continue, but surely we will be sending an announcement later on or tomorrow. We will listen to people's opinions, and surely there will be a survey circulated. Regarding the right path to take, as you say, we can debate this. I believe that when one makes a decision, that decision is supported by development taking place throughout time. Of course, your opinion is respected and taken into account, and we will see how to proceed on the basis of what you said. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Jose. We have to address item point 7 and point 8 on the agenda. Sergio was going to deal with this point, but Dev would like to speak about the public comment period for the new GTLDs, and that period is closing on July 26th. So I will give the floor to Dev so that he can address these points, and items 7 and 8 will be addressed through our email exchange list. Dev, you have the floor now, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Jose. This is Devananta Luxing. As chair of the at-large new GTLD review group, we are seeking comments from at-large on the new GTLD applications and the applied-for strings received by ICANN for its new GTLD program. Now, the at-large comments will be used by the review group to draft formal comments for evaluation panel's consideration or on objection grounds. Now, these formal comments will be reviewed by the ALAC for submission as ALAC comments during the ICANN's 60-day application comment period. Now, this 60-day application comment period runs from June 13th to August 12th. Okay, so the deadline for at-large comments to be considered by the review group in time for possible submission during this application comment period is July 26th, 2012, and the dashboard has been set up to receive your comments from the global at large, but it's missing something, and that is actual comments to be submitted during the application comment period. After the application comment period, we will also be receiving comments regarding objection grounds, but I just want to emphasize the important deadline, which is next week, July 26th. So if you have any particular comment on a GTLD application, check out the dashboard, and it explains how to do so. And of course, you can contact me if you have any questions. All right, that's it. Thank you.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Dev, for your comments. They are duly noted. May I ask staff if we can continue for 10 minutes or if we need to bring the conference call to a close now?
Hi, this is Matt. I'll see if you can keep in presentation, but I really don't know. So one moment, please.
Yes, it's Gisela. We are just checking with the interpreters. It is fine. We are able to continue for another 10 minutes. Thank you. Over to you, Sylvia.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you. We are very happy to hear that. So, Sergio, you have the floor. Alberto Soto was asking for the floor, too. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I will defer my participation in view of the time available. We have the ALS issue, the Brazilian and Uruguayan ALS point, so I will defer my participation or my comment. I just wanted to emphasize some of the issues included in the ALAC report. So I will give the floor to another participant. This is Sylvia speaking. Juan Manuel Rojas, you now hold the floor. Thank you, Sylvia. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I have to apologize. I am really sorry. I just need to apologize because I really need to leave this call. Sylvia speaking now. Alberto, you have the floor. Alberto speaking now. Regarding the GA, Jose said something very important. The GA will reconvene and there is a vote. So if there is any controversy left, that controversy will come to an end when we vote, when we reconvene the GA. We need to bring this to a close. This is Sylvia speaking. Does anyone else want to take the floor? And, well, if nobody wants to take the floor, if there are no further points, I just want to refer to item 7 on the agenda, that is pending advice on ALSs from Uruguay and Brazil. Staff will be circulating both applications. These applications would like to become ALSs in Lacralo. So the applications will be circulated so that the community can express their views. We will also be circulating the preliminary report drafted when these applications were submitted. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Thank you, Sylvia. This is Fatima speaking. Regarding these two ALS applications, we had discussed this on our email exchange list, and these are two controversial cases because some people were in favor of their approval and others were not. I don't know if this is feasible or not. Would it be possible to have them explain something further regarding their structures? This is Sylvia speaking. I think you have raised a very interesting point, Fatima. Maybe we can do that. I will ask Jose and I will consult staff so that apart from circulating the comments, well, we know that these organizations have been in the process of applying to become ALSs for a long time. Jose Andev sent a report to the ALAC, and that was a long time ago. That is why we now want the community to address this. Therefore, I think your suggestion is very interesting. I will consult Jose and staff, and we will reply. Sergio, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Sergio? Thank you. This is Sergio speaking. We ALAC members have voted on this issue. ALAC found some controversies, regarding votes, so we reverted the decision. I like the bottom-up approach, so whatever the community says is what I will go along with. There isn't any other way in which I can construe this. If LACRALO ratifies what they said before, then I will ask why we did not accept the ALSs before. And on the contrary, if there is any amendment, of course I will discuss this before the ALAC and see why these two ALSs, why these two organizations can become ALSs. But please, let us carefully analyze, study these organizations. They have been waiting for a long time. They have been waiting for a long time, so we should clearly demonstrate that we are seriously evaluating this situation, but also we should avoid an awkward situation in which we have to decide these issues. Alberto Soto is asking for the floor. This is Sylvia speaking. Okay, be brief, Alberto, because Olivier is asking for the floor as well. Alberto Soto, for the record. May I ask you all to please read what each of these organizations is doing. Please check their websites, because one of them needs to amend their bylaws, etc. So please check their contact with the internet end user. That is the objective of an ALS, to represent the internet end user. Sylvia speaking. Olivier, you have the floor and you have the final say in this teleconference. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just wanted to add that if the region decides to provide the recommendation that the ALS application be refused, it would be helpful for the ALAC members to understand the reason of the refusal. If the region could actually provide a clear 3 or 4 lines as to why it believes the application should be refused, that would really help some ALAC members who might be confused about the actual application itself, mostly due to language issues, I think. So that's all. Thank you.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you very much. Sergio, really, we have no further time, so be brief if you are going to hold the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Sergio Salinas for the records. I would like to reply to Olivier. ALAC members wanted to explain why, and we were not understood. So we will go back to the bottom-up process, and we will have longer or lengthier explanations, but we had very good grounds before. Thank you. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Sergio. I am now bringing to a close our teleconference, our Lacralo teleconference for the month of July. If Jose were in the call or on the call, he would be in agreement with me. We are very happy. We are very happy to see people participating on the call and in the email exchange list. I want to thank you all for your participation, and we will meet soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Matt.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I know it's like 1 o'clock or something. So.
1:45.
1:45. Thank you.
Hey, Olivier. It's only 1:45.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh, thank pleasure. You. Now you go and get some rest, Matt. Go and sort that tummy out.
I have to. All right, have a good night. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Tommy's burgers again, that's what it is. Tommy's burgers. Avoid Tommy's burgers. That's the bottom line.
Free is much chili as I want to eat all the day.
Give us some more chili. Go for it.
Everyone, have a great night.
Bye, Matt. Look after yourself.
Bye, everyone.
By the way, thank you, interpreters. I don't know if they're still on. They're probably not.
Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you, Veronica. Sorry.
No problem.
Have a lovely evening, Dave.
Yes, indeed. Have a very good night, all of you.
Okay. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.